This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey everybody, welcome to this recap episode. In the previous episode, I chatted with photographer Joey Jones. That dude is awesome. It was an amazing interview, so I highly encourage you to listen to it. He had such a wonderful energy about him, and he was so enthusiastic. I really enjoyed my conversation with him. We touched on a lot of good points. So today I'm going to give a quick recap of what I felt were the most important points for you and your photography business. Sometimes the amount of information that we cover on the interviews can be quite a bit. I understand that. Especially when we go off on tangents and touch on different things. So today I just want to give you a quick distillation of the most important things that I felt were mentioned during the interview. So let's get to the good stuff. First of all, Joey made the point that images are secondary. Photos are secondary. Building relationships is really what should come first. And this is such an important point because we are image makers, right? And so, of course, we get caught up in the mechanics of making a good photo. Now, don't get me wrong. It's important to understand composition and light and knowing how to use light for your advantage, knowing how to use your camera. That's huge. You have to have the technical knowledge to make a great photo. But don't forget the point that when you're dealing with a client, you are essentially engaged in relationship building. Don't lose sight of the fact that you need to get to know your client inside and out, and that during a shoot, it's important to make them feel comfortable. And it's even more important that you work to connect with your client. You need to help them understand that you understand them and even that you care about them, whether you're doing business photography or portraits like Joey does. And he mentioned that his typical go-to gear is his mouth and his brain. I thought that was the most awesome answer ever. And I love that he understands how important it is to connect with his clients. I recently had a business headshot networking event where I shot quite a few headshots during the night. And one of the things I worked really hard at that evening was putting my clients at ease. Now, the whole atmosphere was laid back. We had food, we had music. It was a very cool, dynamic space that we were shooting out of. But still, when people sit down to get their photo taken, they're nervous, right? And they're super self-conscious. So I made an effort to chat with them and converse with them and ask them questions and really engage them and get them laughing during the shoot so that they would be more comfortable and also so that we're actively building a relationship together, because I do want to work with these people again. By the way, a side point, don't just think when you shoot a client, it's a one-time thing. You want that to happen multiple times. You want them to keep coming back to you. And so chatting with a client during a photo shoot, that's a great example of using your mouth and your brain. Also, you should be getting to know your client before the shoot as well. Don't have them show up and you know nothing about them, because you're starting at square one. You want to make an effort to get to know them. On the phone conversations that happen, or even the meetings that you do with them beforehand, and the emails that you exchange, ask them about themselves and why they're looking for a photo. And what you're really doing, you're feeling them out and you're finding out what problem you're really helping them solve. And yes, you're getting to know them better as a person because people make the world go round. So again, just to reiterate, images are secondary. Building relationships should come first. The next point I want to make is that we should all be reading our manual. So, okay, we talked about how important it is to build relationships with the people that you're working at, but you should also be reading your manual. I'm referring to your camera, and I am referring to the technical knowledge, yes, of photography. And the reason that you want to get down the technical aspects of making a great photo is because you want that to be second nature so that you can focus on the more important things like connecting and building relationships with your client. But it's pretty darn hard to make a client feel at ease if you're nervous yourself and you're fumbling with your camera and you don't know how to use the darn thing. So read your camera manual. Also, go take online courses, go to in-person workshops, learn how to use your gear. Also learn how to use external lighting, the specific equipment that you need to know how to use. Learn how to use it, make it second nature so that you can focus more on other things that are important, like connecting with your potential clients as you're trying to convince them to get sessions from you, but also with clients that you already have. And then my final point I want to make is that not every person is your ideal client. So you should not be trying to market to everyone. When a lot of photographers start off, and again, I'm raising my hand because I've made this mistake. I've made pretty much every mistake in the book. When you first start off, a lot of us are trying to get anybody and everybody because you're trying to build your portfolio, right? And so if you're doing family portraits, a lot of photographers will take anyone that they can get because they want images in their portfolios. So a lot of photographers will do sessions for free or for dirt cheap. And this is not where you want to stay. But they make the mistake of thinking that I'll start off cheap and then raise my prices later. Well, it's quite difficult to start off charging $100 for a session and then all of a sudden raising it to $1,000 6 months down the line and expecting your clients to stick around. So what you want to do is you want to learn who your ideal client is and then focus on them. You need to understand who your target audience is. This involves doing research. So let's say you do take family portraits. Well, how much does the average family make that you want to work with? Do you want to work with a household that brings in $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year? You need to find that out. You need to find out where they hang out in your particular city or state. You need to find out what they like to do. And it's creating an avatar of your ideal audience because this is who you're going to be marketing to. Some people say you should actually write down a description as if you're describing an actual person, which is a great idea, and even giving that avatar a name. And so when you're writing copy on your website or you're sending out emails, you should be imagining that you're communicating with this one person and that this one person is your best friend. And so that makes it personal when you are creating marketing materials for your business. So have you asked yourself who your target audience is? If you are a business photographer and you work with businesses, well, what kind of businesses? There are a zillion businesses ranging from laying down concrete to making jewelry. So where do you focus? And how big are these businesses? Is it only a one-person business, a one-person show? Do they have 10 employees? Do they have 50 employees, 100 employees? What's important to the type of business that you're looking to work with? And really understanding the values of your potential client. It's huge. So just to reiterate, not everyone is the right client for you. A lot of times if someone is saying that they don't want to work with you, understand they're not saying that you're a bad photographer. What they're saying is that it's not a good fit. And so chances are you're talking to the wrong person. So you need to learn who you need to talk to because then you will get many more yeses than nos, which translates to more money, which means that you can live the lifestyle that you want to live and also enjoy what you are doing, which is building a sustainable photography business. So that brings us to the end of this recap episode. I hope you got at least one idea or concept that you can apply to your business today just to go over what we talked about real quick. Number one, images are secondary. Building relationships is what comes first. Number two, read your manual, meaning learn your equipment inside and out so that it becomes second nature so that you can focus on the more important things in your business, like building relationships. And number three, not everyone is your ideal client. You shouldn't be trying to market to everyone. Instead, learn who your target audience is so that you can seek them out and better communicate with them. All right, I will talk to you all next time. Go out and build the photography business of your dreams. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.